And welcome to Season 8, Episode 31, can you believe it? Swimming with the Fish. I am crushed. Because anybody who's watched the stock market today, that large sinking sound you heard was the stock market's final tally. A loss of 1,000 points. I'm going to keep my spirits up, and I'm going to do that by spending some time with the Chief and the Goon. Chief, how are you?
I'm back from seeing the rest of America.
Yeah, you were on a tour.
Yeah, America's not doing well. I'll just say that.
Like, in general, or just the people you visited?
No, everywhere I went, people were complaining about the state of affairs. The biggest thing that I saw was, so I was in 5 different states.
Mm.
And each one of those states...
Are you running for office? Please tell me you are.
No, I'm definitely not. I may have been running away from an office.
Well, you did that 2 years ago when you abandoned me.
Look, sir, the only thing I can tell you...
He has issues, Chief. You just got to let him go.
After 8 years, you guys are just figuring that out.
Wouldn't say just slow.
Thanks. You use my real name.
Since when?
Hello, my name is Bob.
There were a lot of Indians. So, but I will save that for later. Here's what I will say. In all of the states that I went to, mm-hmm. the number one issue that everyone has is immigration related. Every state that I went to, which includes Oklahoma, Missouri, Arkansas, Kansas, and then I just went back to Texas, and we have it as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it was only 4. But
yeah, but not necessarily all border states. It's not just a border state issue.
It is not. And so there are 2 attack ads. Attack ad number 1. The reason the economy is suffering is the illegals. The reason crime is going up is illegals. And then they show all the statistics.
Mm-hmm.
Attack ad number 2. Orange man promised to fix immigration and he didn't. Orange man promised a wall and it didn't happen.
Wait a second.
Those are the 2 sets of ads. That's it.
Can I state for the record that it's hard to build a wall if you're not the guy in charge of the mortar?
No, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how long ago it was. He promised he was going to do it, and he broke his promise. Therefore, you can't trust him.
He did do it. He did. I don't remember how many miles, but it wasn't nothing.
He didn't complete it.
Yeah, because Congress cut off the money.
Look, don't
don't argue back, Goon.
Yeah.
How are you, by the way?
I'm doing fine. You want me to go back to my role as a chief sarcasm officer?
How much does that pay?
It pays in feeling good about yourself.
There you go. I'm a
chief.
Hey.
Welcome home, Chief, all kidding aside.
Indeed.
But
it's good to be back.
For the next 2 weeks, I'm not traveling. Hurricane is, but I'm not.
So you're home with pets and dogs and cats and things and...
Lions and tigers and bears.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Or lions and tigers and Wendy. Oh, my. The dog who barks at new things in the house.
Wendy barks at new things. Is that a step up for molecules?
Yeah, you know that she's learning from the other two, right? You and I both had pretty busy Saturdays, did we not?
We did indeed. Indeed we did.
I mean, I started out getting up early and taking a trip to the dump to get rid of a very old and worn out sofa.
Also known as Clintonian evidence.
What? Sure. We can go with that.
Wow.
When you go to the dump.
Mm-hmm.
That is the main reason.
They asked for my name, and I said my name was Hilaria Clintonista.
So you said goodbye to your couch.
I I did, and it was well past time, but, you know, the puppies.
Right.
Lots of it was it, and lots of fragrances, too.
Most of them biological.
Indeed. So, and I had done that because the new couch was going to be delivered. And you recall that we had a little rain on Saturday, do you not?
Yes, we did.
A lot of rain, actually.
Yes.
The wonderful delivery service delivered my new couch right between the sets of storms. I mean, it could not have been any more perfect.
Oh, very, very nice. Very nice. So,
I came home from Taekwondo class and they were in the yard and they're like, don't worry, we'll get it before it starts raining.
Wow.
So I got cool beverages prepared for them because they told me it was the last delivery of the day.
Oh, very nice.
And I thanked them and sent them on their way.
That's awesome.
And then not 5 minutes later, I let the Canine Protective Force be out back. You can understand why that would be a good idea.
Before it rained? Yes.
Well, before it rained, and I didn't want him in there helping the guys running the the new sofa. Hi, I'm Doug. Let me jump on you and get in the way.
He means well.
He does. Well, I'm in the kitchen speaking with Hurricane because we had another trip to go to, but more on that in a moment. And we were getting ready for that, and all of a sudden I heard bark, 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 growl, 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 and the sound of little feet backpedaling out of the family room. There was something new in there, and it could be dangerous, so I am going to protect the family.
This was not here this morning.
What is this? It's some sort of intruder.
Right. This large sofa-shaped thing snuck into the house.
And then it has buttons on it, you know, to control the recline and the reading lamps and stuff like that.
Is this a three-seater or a two-seater with a section in the middle?
It is a three-seater, but the section in the middle folds down so that it has reading lamps and a charging plate.
Oh, very nice.
And a couple of USB ports, both kinds, mm-hmm. B and C.
Nice.
And cup holders. And we've been waiting a long time for this, and it went on sale. We bought it, and it took Macy's a few weeks to get one to us.
As it always
does. But it is everything they promised. We're extremely happy. It also has a cool electric blue LED light all underneath it. Why, you ask? I don't know. It's cool.
It is. So when you, is it motion activated?
I don't think so, but I don't know yet. I haven't quite figured everything out yet.
What kind of motion? It has an LED.
Because my bed has it so that if you get up, it lights up so that you don't stub your toe.
That's cool.
So like if you're watching a movie, you don't have to turn the lights on to not kill yourself getting off the couch. Oh, very nice.
But just as little Wendy was getting used to it, I found the button that turned the lights on, and that just set her off again. It was hilarious. Hurricane thinks I'm being mean, but I'm entertained.
If you only had a laser pointer.
Oh, my God.
The goon is easily entertained.
What can I say? You know.
Yeah.
And then, yes, the other trip I had to go to was to go continue building my armor supply.
Oh?
And how is that going?
It's going very well. I am now the owner of a Sig Sauer P638, I think is the model number. I'm looking it up right now.
Pew, pew.
But the internet wants to be slow because it hates me.
So what is it chambered in?
9mm.
So it's a 365.
Could be. It's small.
It's is it the John Wick one?
You know, I did not intentionally go for that, but
sure. No, we totally believe you. Totally.
I'm looking at the 365 right now, and it might.
John Wick's 6 hours, the P320.
Yeah, because mine's very small. Yeah, it. It fits in the goon's hand.
Okay, well, that doesn't count. I mean, you know, my head fits in your hand, so.
Fits in my pocket, too.
Not
so you head. Can't tell that I have it. Doesn't look like I'm happy to see anybody or anything.
Well, you'd be very welcome here, because we went to a pizza place, and the cook comes out, and I'm like, that looked like a Beretta. I was like, what back there? It's so dangerous. So, if we were in a nice part of town too, I was like, bro, and he's like, look, you don't understand. These invaders from the south could come at any time. Always be ready.
And they'll stop for pizza.
Yeah. So there were no complaints.
Yeah.
I was just hoping, even though I have not.
So he was armed and delicious?
That would be you don't say that. For a grown man to call another man delicious, you've got, I don't.
There's some wrong. What's wrong with you, boy?
I'm a special kind of broken.
So, I haven't watched any of the Olympics, but apparently there was a guy who.
Turkey.
The Turkish shooter.
Oh my God, yes. He got the silver medal too. Everybody's up there with all this crazy headgear blocking off one eye and ultra focus on the other eye and standing just right. He walks up, he's literally got one hand in his left pocket and he's holding the gun, not quite gangsta. He's actually got it up and down and just, you know, firing like, I decided to go to the Olympics today. I had nothing better to do. Yeah. Yeah, that guy.
He was a winner in 2011, so he's no stranger. And I was like, oh, this man.
But it's like they called him at the last minute. Bob, can you go?
Okay,
I'm not busy. I have a I bought a Sig P238.
Okay, so yeah. Close to the John Wick.
Yep, and it's small because I wanted a carry weapon, and I got 9mm.
All right, well, and it only holds, what, 6 rounds?
6 and 1 in the chamber, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
If I got the one in the chamber.
You could put in a larger magazine, and it would just stick out the bottom.
Well, then it would be illegal in Maryland.
I think it's up to law, right? It's up to 10 in Maryland, isn't it? Actually, that's not true. They can't sell it to me that way. But if I want to go out and get larger magazines later and use them, that's perfectly legal. It's a stupid law.
So, yes.
What a shocker.
As you will find out.
Most laws are.
If you go to a trade show and you give them your Maryland license, they won't sell to you for the mere fact that you're a Marylander.
Wow.
Because that happened to me.
Huh.
And
wow.
And as soon as I got my Texas license, they're like, I can't give you enough. So this is a much different scenario.
Yep, that's why I have to travel so far in Maryland to get to a gun shop. Because I go out in the country.
Yeah, so I had to go to Frederick and Baltimore. And if you go, I will say that Virginia... All of Virginia is where I went to Nation's Gun Show and stuff and those type things.
Mm-hmm.
And that is where they denied me. If you go to West Virginia, then they don't care.
Yep. And there's a nice gun store on the way to West Virginia, on the way to Ohio. That's in West Virginia that I've stopped at occasionally. Just to converse with, you know, like-minded legal firearm holders.
You seem to say freedom loving.
Freedom loving, yes. I kind of like the sign that's on the door of the gun shop that I go to. It says, conceal carry welcome inside this shop.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that's what the pizza place says, too.
Yeah, do you see the guy who shot some kid who was trying to rob everybody at gunpoint? And the guy stood up and plugged him and killed him? Mm-mm. Well, I don't know if he killed him or not. He plugged him, then found out it was a toy gun, so the guy just left and went home. And then got a big...
That's not all he did. He threw his cup at him when he realized that he didn't have to kill him, and he said, why did you make me do that?
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yes, you are correct, sir.
We're well aware of that story down here.
What an awful feeling, huh? Hey, yeah. Speaking of that, can I ask a question that one of you guys might know about? Do you know about this new...
feelings?
No. There's a new non-lethal weapon. The company starts with a B, but I can't remember the name of it. I heard Ben Shapiro talking about it.
Yep.
No, I haven't heard about it.
I know. You're talking about Byrna.
Yes, Byrna.
Yeah. B-Y-R-N-A.
What is it?
It is, so you shoot something, it's CO2. It's like airsoft, but it's airsoft with pepper-filled rounds.
Oh, wow.
So they explode on contact. It's like
long-distance pepper spray.
It's like what Mr. Browning, I think that it has 4-10 rounds. I can't remember what the cartridges were like.
Does it come in a shotgun version?
No.
I see it with a stock.
Yeah.
Looks kind of like an AR-15.
So that is the mission kit. And then they have it.
Yeah.
But basically, you take the hand portion, and then you just build out around it, and that is what they have done. But yeah, the whole thing is it can't kill people, and it's supposed to severely disable.
Wow.
Does it work? I don't know. I don't have any statistics on it. I haven't tested it myself, but I have.
Why take the chance when you can just, you know.
Yeah, I mean, down here, that's pointless. But this is for other Marylanders. So hopefully that answers your question.
It does. Thank you. Yep. Thank you. I don't have any of those. All of my weapons are lethal weapons.
All of mine are medieval.
I did manage to pick up a few boxes of rounds for the shotgun I got from Yankee Swamp Fox. Thank you again, Yankee Swamp Fox.
Hmm.
And I'm waiting for my membership to be approved in the outdoor range near here. I found one of my neighbors is a member and said he would sponsor me.
Oh.
Which was?
Isaac Walton League in Damascus.
Okay.
They have a couple of outdoor ranges. And once I get there, I can bring guests. So you're always welcome, Chief, when you're in town. But Crutch, I think we need to go shooting.
Yeah. See, I go outside by back and I start shooting. A little different.
If I ever drive to your house, I will load my weapons in the car and come to your house and shoot.
Yeah. Now you can shoot safely off the balcony.
Yes. And not have to worry about it falling out from underneath you.
Awesome. And you have a railing now, right? Because I don't think you had a railing when we were there, did you?
No, it was lovely. There was a wonderful view early in the morning drinking coffee.
Gee, I recall that.
Railing in the way.
The lack of railing, right?
Screwing up your view.
Exactly. Hey, I'm short. You know, the railing gets like right at eye level. That's called self-facing humor. That's what that is. We pros, it is, you know.
Self-facing, huh?
Uh-huh.
Railing 4 feet high.
Exactly. My point. That's my
You're trying to say mind. Something again.
And I was asking him how his face was healing.
My face is doing fine. My neck is still a bloody pulpy mess, but I'm good. Thank you for asking. It's awesome. Appreciate it.
Well, I'm glad everything's working and is to your satisfaction, I believe.
Yes. I really didn't need for her to, you know, put all the little nodules on a plate and show them to me, but, you know.
They like doing that.
Look what I cut off your body. Yeah, thank you.
When they took most of my nose off, they said, do you want to see what you look like now? No. And then mirror. Boom, there you go.
All of a sudden, I've got a job in Marvel as a Red Skull. You know.
Exactly. Then I go to the comedian cosmetic surgeon, right?
Oh, you mean the one the Joker went to?
I asked him, can you make me look like Tom Cruise? That's all I said. And he goes, I'm only one man, sir.
We're going to start by cutting you off at the knees.
But I'll still be taller than Crunch.
Say, you'll still be taller than Tom Cruise.
Just want to see.
He's one step above a Oompa Loompa. I'm taller than Tom Cruise. How's that? That's how bad that is.
Ooh, yeah, you're right. I need to pick someone else.
Wow. That is messed up.
Yeah. So there's something else I wanted to talk about because before we get into politics, because I know we will be.
Us?
Yeah, it could happen.
Okay.
It could happen. We talked only a little about the stock market too, you know, the big kaboom.
The economy is working as planned.
Exactly. Just like they planned in the Soviet Union. So I hear from both of you that Logitech has a tremendous marketing idea. It's going to work well. They kind of stole it from HP, but I'm surprised HP isn't angry about it.
Yeah, you would think they'd like, you know, trademark infringement or something. For any of you out there who have ever owned a Hewlett-Packard printer, up until recently, you literally had to log in to an online account to change settings on the printer in your own house, which is by far the dumbest thing I've ever thought ever for a printer. Why do I?
And you could only buy genuine HP toner or it just wouldn't work.
Right. Yeah. All that good stuff. But the idea that I need to have an internet connection to use a printer in my house is kind of, you know, crazy. That's right. Well, our good friends at Logitech have decided that they're not making enough money on mice because, frankly, I can go to the dollar store and buy one, literally. And so they've now come up with this concept called the Forever Mouse, which is a lovely concept. This mouse will be yours forever, and you don't really own it, and you get upgrades. Which, you know, sounds interesting until you realize that they want like a monthly subscription. I'm like, I'm subscribing to a mouse? There's no mouse out there that's worth a subscription. But this is Logitech's idea because we need to make more money because we made mice so easy to make and so cheap to make that now we're not making any money on the cheap mice. Good job, guys. Everybody.
And how much are they going to charge for the mouse?
Oh, wait a second. You know, I knew you were going to ask that, and here I am.
I know the answer.
Oh, you do? How much are they charging?
They said that the initial cost was going to be expected to be around $200. I don't know how much the subscription was, but I look at that, and I have a Microsoft Surface Pro.
Mm-hmm.
And I have the Microsoft Arc mouse. $80 from Best Buy and Microsoft. $70 from B&H Photo.
Mm-hmm.
And $60 from some place called Super Save.
But it's got a lot of buttons. I mean, like the mouse I have is not insignificant. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I have 9 buttons on this mouse. Okay. Most of which I don't use. But I do. I have 9 buttons on this mouse and I can program them to do stuff. And I know for a fact I didn't pay $200 for this sucker. Maybe $65, $70. But
yeah,
once. I only paid it once. I'm not paying anybody monthly to continue to use it. That's crazy.
This fancy mouse that I have 2 of them, one for my Surface Pro and one for Hurricanes. She's had hers for 7 years. I've had mine for five. Why would I buy another one that's working just fine?
Right. Exactly.
Just, you know, so,
you know, what is the business logic behind this? I mean, do they really think there are people out there going, like, by gosh, I need a subscription for my mouse? And it doesn't even look like it's a great mouse.
They need to be separated from their money.
Well, there's that.
That's what needs to go here. And that money needs to go to Logitech. You know, Boeing should do the same thing. You know, they could be telling those astronauts up there, hey, listen, glad you guys got all the way up there. Did you want to come home?
Well, first thing you got to do is you got to give us at least a 25% tip. And then you got to give us a 5-star review. And then we'll let you come home.
Yeah. You know, otherwise, you may get out in that spacecraft and there may not be enough helium to fire the boosters.
You know, there was enough helium, but they played that game with your voice all the way up and they used up most of it.
No,
that's space station. We're coming in now.
That's what we would do.
Well, yeah.
That's not what professionals would do.
Coon, there's a helium lead over here. Really?
Oh, let me see that.
So wrong. Did you bring any balloons? Darn it. Fill the entire capsule with helium balloons. The Chiefs over there going, what? The show's lost.
Yeah.
You know,
you have to laugh.
What I laugh at? I laugh at 401ks, okay?
Thanks.
And because people keep saying, oh, I need to do X and X, and it's always think about the future. And, you know, I thought about that. So we plan for the future. We, you know, because of the Great New Deal and many other things, you can't be trusted with your own money, so you need to be, so someone else needs to do it for you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you think about something like that, I was, you know, reading this book where it says, you know, you got enough problems today, you shouldn't be all up and concerned about tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
You know what book that was?
Yeah, that book would have been the Bible.
Yeah, so I'm wondering, because so many people, you know, they get so upset and so nervous that, oh, I'm not going to have enough to retire. I'm not going to be able to do this and that and the other thing. And it's like you're worrying about stuff that you have no control over.
Mm-hmm.
And exactly. Considering the lilies of the field.
Yeah, you have been, many people, I won't say you to call you out, but many people, you know, tried to squirrel away nuts for the tree to burn down and be like, well, there it goes.
Yeah. Which so just leads back to the fact that I realize that I'm never going to retire. And this is just the good Lord showing me the error of my ways. And that I can still
be a monorail driver. I mean, the people at Disney just got a raise through the union.
Ooh. How many got fired? To pay for the,
well, right
for the
now,
other people?
Right now, none. But, you know, Iger's not done with that yet.
Right.
But he agreed over 3 years. I think they're going to go to $21.
Yeah, I can see the hurricane being thrilled with you making $21 an hour.
Well, yeah. You got to remember, there's no income tax, and the tax rate is lower. I mean, when you...
What tax rate? Where?
Florida.
Florida's tax rate is lower.
Yeah.
The lack of income tax.
Right. Is made up by sales tax.
And what's sales tax?
On everything you buy.
No. Okay.
What is the sales tax? What is the sales tax in Florida?
Only 6%.
Yeah.
So.
Well, that went down. It was 8.
No. And, well.
Must have been DeSantis.
Well, there you have it. So as we stated, it is quite nice down there. There's 8% in Texas.
Yeah, it's 6% in Maryland, so it's the same.
Well, and we also have a state income tax, so.
Right.
Right.
And you have a county tax.
Oh, yeah. Don't forget county tax. Yeah.
Yeah, because I get so...
Like my former employer so did.
I get so much from the People's Republic that I just want to bring them money out of sheer gratitude.
You got a special wheelbarrow sitting in the garage just for it.
I do have a wheelbarrow and a shovel.
Is it like Scrooge McDuck or...
No, more like Jimmy Hoffa.
And I've got the Canine Protective Force and the whole To China project conveniently in my backyard. Just saying.
That's right. I mean, you know, if you dig that the right way, you can use it as a transport. I'm just saying. The laws of physics all.
Well, right now it's deep enough to hide Wendy, so.
Why are you burying me in the cold, cold earth?
She seems to be enjoying this, and, you know, then they come in all filthy and spread dirt and crap all around the house, and I say things like, they're your dogs, and I leave and go find something to do.
Nice, nice.
I do take the ammo with me.
Yeah, because you could accidentally shoot yourself in the back of the head.
12 times.
Twice.
So, yeah, speaking of that, since we have gone down this road,
mm-hmm.
down when, this dark path.
When a person runs for office, if they expect to win on the issues, what would you have to know about them?
Ooh. Can I answer?
Yes.
You would have to know their position on the issues.
Yes. So,
what's your point?
Where is the most obvious place to put your position so that anyone in the world can see it?
Ooh, on your campaign website.
All right. Now, if you go and look at people's campaign websites, there's one person who is campaigning who has none of that. Do you know who that person is?
I'm going to guess it's not Sleepy Joe since he's not campaigning anymore.
No, it is not.
Is it the vice president?
Yeah, good old what's her name?
Well, I don't want to say it wrong because I've been told I'm a racist if I say it the wrong way.
I'm just
going to go with Vice President Harris.
Yes. If you look on her website... It says, gives me that money.
Now, is this the one that's just her name.com?
I go to now.
Yeah.
Is it the one that's just her name.com?
That is her official campaign website.
The whole website, that's it? The one page? There's nothing else here. But ladies and gentlemen, I thought, you know, because he's such a kidder sometimes, that's why we love him. I thought the chief was kidding. It is a single page. It only has six buttons that you can push. I'm sorry, seven if you count close. Wait a second, if you push close, what happens? Oh, you get to another page with more buttons to donate. Holy garbage.
Oh, and there's a store.
Oh, wait, there's a menu. What's the menu get me to? Oh, there's a store and a place to donate. And I'm going to close that page. Okay. So you can donate money, or you can close the pop-up donate to go to the main donate page, or you can go to the menu, which takes you to store, where you can also donate.
Yeah, so one of the funny things about this.
Oh, you can donate $47. Isn't that clever?
So we don't know who the running mate's going to be, right?
Right.
And since the running mate isn't currently running, somebody bought all of the people that were mentioned.
You mean like HarrisShapiro.com got bought?
Everything got bought. So
including my favorite one, Harris Buttigieg.
So there's a person who's a professional cyber squatter. And he said he will sell the just the URL for $15,000.
Mm-hmm.
And he could
get that out of petty cash.
Well, he did that for Hillary and Tim Kaine as well.
That Trump should buy the URLs.
That would be awesome.
So here's the thing. Mm-hmm. You say that.
Yeah.
So Jeremy tried to sell it to Hillary for $15,000. He couldn't. He sold it to a digital marketing company that turned out to be Trump. And the website pushed anti-Clinton, pay for Donald J. Trump be president on the bottom.
So he has history. Wow.
So there's a precedent that has already been set.
That's outstanding. That's funny. Yeah. I don't care who you are, that's funny.
I know I hear that my favorite choice for Veep. Chief tells me he's out of the running, and that's too bad.
Weird, because
I wanted him because he's gay, you know.
I've heard that somewhere.
And if she doesn't pick him, I'm going to continue to say, you know, you could have done a good DEI hire, and you wouldn't do it. What's wrong with you? You don't really believe. And how do you respond, Madam Vice President?
She would say you were a racist, or sexist, or misogynistic, or
I would tell her that that's something. Not my job on this podcast. We have someone whose job that is. And did you wait a second? Chief, did you see, Chief, that there's a new movie out on Daily Wire?
I did not see it.
We might need an intervention to get our brother here to watch it. The title of the movie is Are You a Racist?
I saw the long-haired Matt Walsh. Matt didn't know what it was about. So I just kept scrolling.
I don't know what it's about either, but, you know, I saw it and went, oh, there's some material here for the show.
So tomorrow we find out if Shapiro or Walsh is who's going to be the VP.
Okay, you guys are going to like this. I typed, are you a racist, in Google.
And it said yes.
Well played, sir. No. The first hit is a YouTube channel for J.D. Vance for Senate. The second hit is Welcome to the United Nations. The third hit is CNN. There is a racism test. I guess I could take the racism test.
It'd be funny if you could break that test.
You know what's even funnier? Boston University has a story out. Are you a racist? No isn't a good enough answer. I'm sorry, it's a yes or no question. It's a lot like you asked me what kind of racist I was.
I didn't know there were different kinds.
Of course there are.
Well, I mean, Crushwood knows this answer, so we should defer to the expert.
You know, you're right. I apologize. Crutch continues.
Thank you. Yes. Well, I mean, you know, there's you know, racists, and there's racists.
But you haven't helped us.
Thank you. That's my job. I'm not here to help.
Thank you.
I am not here to help. I am here for the therapy.
Well, it's free, you know.
Exactly. Oh, my gosh. So we have, wow, I'm looking back at my notes from tonight, and I have no idea how to couch this into a, we were everywhere tonight. Goodness. We were on a
cell. All over the map.
We were in the backyard in a hole.
Don't worry about what can be. Just be unburdened by what has been, okay?
Thank you, consider the lilies of the field.
Oh, God.
Because what is time anyway?
Time is a thing that moves forward only because there is no reverse of the time that moves.
Does anybody really care about time?
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
I'm lost.
It's the lyrics to an old song by a group called Chicago.
I will say this. When I went through Arkansas, every radio station had Tom Petty on. It didn't matter where I turned. It was some Tom Petty.
Is that where he's from? I had no idea.
I have no idea.
He's from Florida.
It was a little unnerving because I was like, how many derivations? Like, what's going on here? Am I going through a time?
He's from the Big Bend part of Florida, you know, where the tropical storm is going through right now.
Oh yeah, prayers for everybody in the wake of Debbie. Whew.
Yeah, there was in one of my channels that is not PC at all. They had the poster of Debbie Does Florida, and I was like,
oh my gosh, no.
This is not what is happening right now. And they said, are you sure? Because I'm pretty sure they're getting leaked. And I was like, oh.
Good point. There is absolutely nobody under the age of 50 who's going to get that.
I didn't even think of that. It's beautiful.
Yeah. I'm surprised the chief even knows about that.
Right.
I'm really surprised the chief knows about that, to be honest with you.
Here's what I know. I know I saw the poster they put, and I filled in the blank.
All right. Have you seen the original poster?
No. I didn't know there was a... Look, all I know is there's a blonde person over the state of Florida, and it looked disgusting.
Yes. For those in the audience who are old enough to remember questionable cinematic material of the 1970s.
was that a proper way to say it?
Yeah, sure. Questionable is a good word.
Well, yeah, you know.
I'm pretty sure there were no questions involved. But oh well. This is amazing stuff. That's all I know. Even though Florida's going on is doing what it's doing, the bellwether for what we here in the States always look for is the UK, right?
Sure.
What happened? Like,
oh
Brexit
yeah.
Happened.
Why is it the UK model? It was the best one for the US.
Well, we see what they did, like they did Brexit, and then we amplify it. And we elected Orange Man, and then we saw them, you know, take their U-turn, and then we elected Biden. Now they are going through civil conflict, and we're like, all right, well, you know, there's only one more thing that we can do. So the migrants start stabbing women in killing them. And that got enough people upset so that the place that they were staying, they burned the hotel down.
Well, and there you go.
And it's like there are only so many straws, but now there's a dead camel on the ground. And people have had enough. So if things continue, then over here, we will not have the camel, we will have the horse that is laying there and somebody punching it, because we will beat this dead horse into oblivion.
It's what we do.
So be ready. That's all I'm saying. I'm saying be ready. We have no idea what's going to happen. There's so much uncertainty.
Well, I'll be honest with you, folks. I'm a little more positive than the chief, as both can attest to. I have been planning out new merch for season 9, which starts January 1st, 2025. But before we get there, thank you once again for listening to us ramble along and work out our therapy issues. We really appreciate it. And I'll try and get the merch out sooner than, maybe in time for Christmas. But before then, we have very important commercial parody information to provide you right here, right now. Take it away, Goom.
Tonight's episode brought to you by Kamala Mouse, the new subscription mouse from Happy Pole Software. You pay to buy and pay to keep it. Yes, you pay and pay with Kamala Mouse. What a deal. It promises cool features, but it lies, so you will get much less than you expected. And Olympics opening ceremony, Happy Pole style. How about a fashion show with MAGA-loving, gun-toting, Bible-reading, climate-denying conservatives using the Olympic flag as a target for an automatic weapon shooting competition? It's only satire, and we wanted to be all-inclusive, so we are sure the IOC won't be offended. And here comes the boom of the stock market, that is. Inflation finally too much? We're going to admit the recession has been here and stop spending money like drunken sailors? It's all up to our elected life forms to represent what we want. Why not email them and tell them what they need to do? You can use Here Comes the Boom in the subject and explain it to them. Swimming with the Fish is produced by Happy Pole LLC, copyright 2024, all rights reserved.